You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN, your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today, we are joined by Mr. Bill Yeager, the founder of Bill Yeager's Transformations, which includes healthy lifestyle and transformation programs that can also be applied to business and family. Mr. Yeager, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me and your listeners for listening.
You bet, and certainly our pleasure as well. So for starters, how does someone find and sustain their motivation? That certainly is a huge challenge.
Yeah, it absolutely is for so many people because, you know, ultimately there's three parts to it, but we're not often taught this stuff. So part number one really is the mental and life strength strategies that you need. Because whenever you get kind of, you kind of set a goal for yourself, you know, and you raise your standards. And whenever you raise your standards, what happens? A challenge shows up. So when a challenge shows up, we run that challenge's subconscious behavior pattern. We all have it. So which is usually for most people when they don't have these strategies, it's a disempowering pattern and it throws people off their success. So the first half of my book is actually dedicated to delivering those strategies to give you much like an armor, you know, or a warrior or putting on a bulletproof vest to make you unstoppable. And really, there's the second part here is to create your motivation. All right. You need to write out in great detail what you really want and why you've got to have it. But ultimately, that's typically not enough. You see the memes everywhere and just like, oh, okay, you got to know what you want, you got to know why you want it. But the book shows you, no matter what your goal is, how you can actually tap into your emotions that you need to survive, like your actual, your human needs to be able to survive and connect those to what you want and why you want it. And once you've got that, you can intensify your reasons why, which will in turn amplify that motivation. And in this, you'll also learn what stopped you in the past because you got to know what's limited you in the past too. So it really includes those disempowering beliefs and how to rapidly change them. And then we got part three. You got to take action, right? Now that you've got this roadmap, now we got to get to work. And ultimately, it shows you how to use a proven plan, somebody that's done what you want so that they can show you how to do it. This is really going to fast track your way to success because you don't have to figure it all out on your own, you know. And next, you'll have to form those strategies for leverage, you know, and use that power of environment and the velocity of accountability. And once you connect all these three things, these three parts, man, that's all you need to keep on rocking or at least start the motivation going.
Certainly some great information to get things underway here today. Now, another question for you here. What keeps people from honoring their commitments, such as New Year's resolutions?
So there's another three things that I like to look at. I call it the JAM method, okay? And that came from a method that I've been using for quite some time here because there's the three parts in that are journey, attitude, or method. So when you look at somebody's journey, that's really their past, you know, or their history in some way. And so many people got messed up a little bit because of what happened in their past. I could relate to that because I had suffered quite a bit of trauma throughout my childhood. And I created, much like a lot of the people that I serve, created this subconscious behavior that I was talking about that holds them back. Or they've got some limiting or conflicting beliefs. And when that happens, people go from taking action to a complete standstill. And they don't know why. They kind of feel stuck. And this is why the cycle of yo-yo dieting happens or yo-yo anything in their life. You know, you talked about business, relationships. You know, they all kind of replays again. And ultimately, that destroys somebody's self-esteem over and over, making things worse. And that's just the journey part. Now we got to look at their attitude. Their attitude, they haven't built that armor yet that I was talking about. So when the challenge shows up, they run that subconscious pattern that I was talking about, and it leads them to failure. They define that failure as a stopping point because they equate pain to it. And consequently, really, their brain does its job. It keeps them away from that pain. So what happens? They decide to quit. You know, in this book, it shows you how to redefine that failure completely so you never get to that pain. Therefore, won't quit. And it also shows you how to change that subconscious challenge behavior pattern. So when if it does show up in the first place, Now you can honor your self-commitments, you know, and stay motivated and reach the goals and even build more self-esteem and confidence along the way. Now that's the attitude. Last piece to this is their method is wrong. Simply, people are using the wrong strategies or a formula that just doesn't work. So they need to pivot, okay, and use one that does, obviously. So I use this exact same formula. It's called the Jam method again. And usually I can find out what's going on with somebody, whatever their roadblocks are, ultimately within like 30 minutes or so. Because it really makes it, once you stop and look at this stuff, because we're so busy, really just stop at your journey, your attitude, and your method and figure out, okay, which one of these am I really stuck? And then I could take simple action steps to move forward, ultimately for lasting change.
Yeah, that is some super information. And yes, the past does play a part in how we honor our commitments. And I really appreciate your input there and your angle on that as well. Now, what are the keys to a successful transformation? I'm sure listeners would like to hear your input on that as well.
So the keys, when you put this together, it creates such a momentum. So the ultimate key to answer your question is momentum. Like we gotta get started, right? We gotta kind of like push that boulder as hard as you can and then get it to start moving. So how do you do that? The question is, how do you do that? So you gotta combine excitement plus decision plus enormous action, and that starts the momentum. That creates the momentum. And once you get that momentum, it's like a flywheel that starts spinning faster and faster and faster and faster. You know, you're like a machine that's unstoppable. So when somebody reads this book, you find your excitement, you find that motivation, and you're going to have this like incredible energy that's inside you. And it's a sustainable energy, and it leads with decisions and taking action that are strategically placed throughout this book, including my YouTube channel, a super awesome free step-by-step guides that I have. It's a really visual learner too, and it helps you create this momentum, and it's super powerful, and it helps you make the right decisions to keep you moving forward so you can ultimately change your life. And once you make that decision, it's so powerful. It gets you to start moving, because if you make a decision with no excitement, what's going to happen? You're not going to get the momentum. It kills momentum. A decision alone, I'm going to tell you right now, it just doesn't cut it. You know, I'm sorry. I see the phrases all the time. I'm sure you've seen them too. You know, you just need to make a real decision, or that's all you need is just decide. Well, look, let me tell you something. So did I. I failed a bunch of times, all with a decision. It's just not enough. Yeah, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? And I got to, you know, get into this commitment mode, you know, and eventually you start creating these excuses or reasons why you should stop, because you want to avoid that pain, like I was saying. So imagine like just putting your blood, sweat, and tears into something and to stop before you even get mentally, physically fit, and then you get into worse shape before you even get started. I see this all the time. And just think about that loss of self-esteem and confidence and self-worth that people go through. And, you know, it's that very pattern that makes people end up failing in the first place and go into the food for comfort and alcohol and sometimes other drugs. And, you know, it's just the challenge most people face is that they don't know that their brain is running that condition pattern that I talked about earlier. But there's a way to actually recondition it and unleash that internal drive. My book shows you how. And when you do this right, you commit to this like long term. You know, it's all these factors put into place, whether it's hard or easy, you've got that momentum. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Like, you are just doing this. You know, like whatever challenge comes up, you got that armor, and it really takes you from that moment that you get decided and the decision is made, and it carries you to the future even when those challenges show up. And, you know, ultimately using this formula, the decision is made inside you. So it's done. You know, there's no question whether it's going to get accomplished or not. And ultimately, I feel like this is the cure-all to a successful transformation. You know, it's the excitement plus decision plus enormous action equals that momentum.
There's no doubt you have enjoyed Bill Yeager's take on all this and the information provided so far today. We're speaking with Bill Yeager, the founder of Bill Yeager's Transformations, which includes healthy lifestyle and transformation programs that can also be applied to business and family here on Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Yeager, once someone follows your fitness principles, what can they expect as a result?
Oh, man, I love this one because in 20 years following this system, I literally have a 100% success rate for clients who follow this. I've got also, in addition to this, an exercise nutrition program that works with those mental strength building principles in this book. And ultimately, you know, and it doesn't mean I'll never lose one. I get it. But meaning that they lose on average, like the low end is probably about 0.5% of body fat per week. And the higher end is like 1.5% some weeks. But, you know, that's a course that I have. The book in itself really doesn't deep dive into the exercise and nutrition. The book's focus is to achieve that winning mindset for the sustainable weight loss, fitness, and a triumphant lifestyle so that you can be successful in other areas of your life. And my focus, my vehicle has always been, look, you want to combine the body and mind connection. You know, so by taking care of your body, you take care of your mind, which takes care of other areas of your life, your relationship, your business, your finances, so many different things. So what you can expect out of the book is to literally rewire your normal thought patterns to help you unlock those forces inside you to break through ultimately any limit and create that quality of life that you want. You know, you'll uncover and surpass your own limitations to achieve your goals and take control of your life, so that you can create that health, that wellness, that happiness for a lifestyle, and ultimately, not only for yourself, but impact your family and your loved ones and those around you. You know, and sometimes people excel in so many other areas of their life, they don't even realize it. And ultimately, you know, I believe that every challenge is a victory story in the making, and people just need the right strategies to get there.
Yeah, and you're certainly providing those tools for us, and really do appreciate what you do in the space and for joining us here today. Lastly, what is the one strategy you would teach if you had nothing else to share?
I wouldn't, because everyone's stuck. You know, they're kind of stuck in a different reason, you know, for their own history. That's kind of why I like rolling back and thinking, okay, you know, let's take these three things into consideration, that jam method, their journey, their attitude, or their method. But ultimately, you know, it comes down to the title of my book, you know, Unleash Your Internal Drive to Create Hunger for Drive. You know, but really, if there was one thing to answer your question, would be to each day continue to love yourself and really invest in yourself and grow in some way.
That certainly is some sound advice, and a lot of folks struggle in loving themselves, and really do appreciate again those concluding remarks and advice. Where can listeners catch up with you and get more information on Bill Yeager's transformations?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can get all that stuff at www.billyagerstransformations.com. Everything is right in there. Easy organized, and simple to find.
And I'd say so. Again, listeners, for more details, visit billyagerstransformations.com. And Mr. Yeager, all the best. Thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Fit Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric.
You're certainly more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Bill Yeager, the founder of Bill Yeager's Transformations, which includes healthy lifestyle and transformation programs that can also be applied to business and family. And for all the details, once again, visit BillYeagersTransformations.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.